We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I just love the music, man. I really do. Hey, it's Baseball Talk, and we are going to the Western Hotline, and it's our chance to have the Bisons manager. I can't say, I mean, he is the new Bisons manager, but it's Casey Kandel joining us on the Western Hotline. Casey, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, and a very belated congratulations on the Bisons job.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
And congrats.
I still have it, so that's good.
And congrats on the 3-0 start. Before we talk about the team, I just wanted to ask you, from your standpoint as a manager, and maybe more important, from your player's standpoint, how much fun is it just to be around games again, having a season again?
Oh, man, I mean, the players are so excited to be out there playing, and they've missed it. And as you can tell by the way they're competing and going out and going after it, so it's really cool to be able to do it. So I'm just, I mean, and to me, to get back to the game and something I love to do and be out there, it's great.
How tough was it for you know, we had Major League Baseball, but the minors shut down. How difficult was it for players, for coaches, managers to be away that long, not be able to do what you love to do?
Oh, I mean, it was difficult. I mean, my wife wanted me to get the hell out of the house. She was expecting me to leave. So, no, but I mean, just talking to the players and you know, how much they wanted to get back to it. It was tough. And then think about, you know, they had to miss like basically a year and a half of competition, and they had to do that on their own. So, you know, more power to them to be able to focus on that and actually get better while they weren't having the ability to compete. So it was pretty tough, but guys made it through. So it's great to be back.
So congratulations on that first AAA job. You won't really have home games. How are you adjusting to that?
Yeah, right. I was really looking forward to getting back to Buffalo, too, as I enjoyed it so much there when I played there. And now, you know, it's like I'm the Buffalo manager, but I'm not even going to be there. I mean,
yeah.
So I talk to people there like you guys, so it's cool. But, you know, it's interesting being in a different place. And we actually are wearing Thunder uniforms right now with Bison's helmets. So it's kind of, I think we call ourselves the Trenfalo Thunsons right now. So
it's a lot to fit on the uniform. I read comments from the guys that were talking about how it was odd to put on the pinstripes, and I honestly didn't. It didn't strike me, Casey, until I went to, you know, I went to the team's website, and I think there's maybe a picture of Alex Manoah from the game. And you're right, seeing the pinstripe pants, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. It makes me look taller, so I kind of like it. But other than that, it is kind of weird, you know, because, I mean, they have a tradition of the Yankees being here. So, I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
Let me tell us a little bit about the team. And I mentioned, hopefully I got the pronunciation right, Alex Manoah, who is one of the better prospects and apparently just mowed guys down last night.
Yeah, he threw really well. He's a good competitor, young and you know, still, you know, getting better and you know, developing. So I mean, he was dominating last night. He had all his fastball, slider, and changeup were all working, and you know, he did a great job in his first outing, so it was good to see.
I wanted to ask you about Nate Pearson too. Jeremy's got the baseball pass and kind of shared it with me last year, so I could watch Nate Pearson when he had his outings with the Jays. And you know, he went through some bumps and some bruises and everything. Is he healthy? Is he pitching? What's going on with him right now?
He started our first game, and he is healthy, throwing the ball really well. You know, hit 100 a couple times, quite a few times, and then, just getting back into it. He hasn't, he's been down for a little bit and kind of getting back into the field, and it was great to get him back on the mound and get him some competition and get him out there, and he has no ill effects from it, and he's just, ready to keep progressing and getting better. So,
What stands out about Nate's game in the times you've been able to see him throw?
He just goes after hitters, and he's got pretty dominating fastball, and still developing breaking stuff, but that's good too. So it's just a matter of the finished product and getting him to the big league. So it's fun to watch. Our first three starters, Pearson, Nick Allgaier, and Manoah, they pitched extremely well and did a great job. So it's just fun watching those guys get out there and get on the mound and throw.
We're with Casey Kendall. You mentioned you were really excited to get the Buffalo job, even though you're not here, you're in Trenton. How much does managing the Bisons mean to you? Does it mean a little more to you because of the fact that you had such a great time playing here?
Absolutely. They offered, asked me if an opportunity to do it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to get back there. Just, the people that I met and the people that worked for the Bisons and Bob and Mindy were, pretty special when I was there. And so it's just pretty cool to be able to, have an opportunity to get back. I just, hope to get back there. That's the kind of the thing,
Yeah. Hey, listen, before I let you go, I do want to ask you a little bit of your memories here. When you think back on your playing career and when you were here, there were some really tremendous Bisons teams. What are some of your fondest memories from here?
It was kind of a bittersweet because we won the championship in 97, but I blew my knee out. But I did get to fly on a private plane with Bob and Mindy and Mark Shapiro and watched the Bisons win it, so it was kind of cool. So it was the first championship there, and to be a part of that was just pretty special. I just enjoyed my time there.
And the only other thing I want to ask you about, and I probably should have remembered this when you played here, but going through your bio, so your mom, I bet a lot of people listening right now will have seen at some point the movie A League of Their Own about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. I think it's a fantastic movie. What are some of the most favorite stories, or what are some of the things your mom played in the league? What are some of the things she would tell you about that league?
Oh, well, one of them was that, it was pretty tough. They were pretty well-monitored, chaperoned and stuff.
Yeah,
and kind of, she would say that, they still had good times on the road. And sometimes, even the bus would break down, they'd have to push it. They had to play in skirts. So
yep.
That was kind of tough. And those kind of things, were good to hear, and all the stories. And when the movie came out, I kind of asked her, like, hey, Mom, what player do you think that you're most like in the movie? And she was like, well, I think I would say that Madonna character. I said, that's all the way there, Mom. I know what you don't want. You can't tell me that.
Yeah, the sons don't want to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, so. So, just her experience and getting out there and playing catch and hitting me ground balls and throwing BP to me, it was pretty special. I didn't think it was at the time.
Yeah.
As a kid, I thought everybody's mom was doing that, but, until later and found out the history of the league and that her and her sister played and documentary was done in the movie. So it was kind of special to be able to share that with her and then get to the major leagues myself and kind of share that. I know one thing, she was a better player than I was. And she always got on me because she used a heavier bat than me, she said.
Wow. I was going to ask you, I'm glad you covered it. I seriously was going to ask you, was your mom closer to like Madonna's character or Dottie? And I just thought maybe I shouldn't. So I'm glad you did mention that because it was in my head. So.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations.
I didn't need to know that. But.
No, I feel like that's not something I'd want my mom to tell me. But, hey, great start for the Bisons. Congratulations. From a selfish standpoint, we want to see Blue Jays games here, but hopefully it'll work out and you guys will get back here at some point. If not, continued success down in Trenton this season.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys so much.